like I'm supposed to. It took me forever to get to this point. And I just want to say, like, to everybody out there, to all my entrepreneurs, like, to reach your goals, you got to put in the work. Like, you just can't be out here thinking that it's okay to procrastinate, to basically, like, put your dreams behind because you work a 9-to-5. Like, no. Don't make that your excuse, because for a long time, that was my excuse, you know? So, I say, like, don't put your dreams behind. Don't let nobody stop you. Stop telling people your vision, because a lot of people ain't gonna see it the way you see it. You really just gotta do what you gotta do. Like, for me, a lot of people will say, well, you do YouTube now, because it's popular. A lot of people wanna do YouTube. It's popular now. See me do it now, and I'm proving y'all wrong. So what I'm basically saying in this podcast is just basically don't put your dreams behind. Don't procrastinate on your dreams. Stop making up excuses saying you can't. Don't ever say you can't. Always say you can. Use that and put can in your vocabulary. Delete can't, because it's something you can do. You couldn't have told me nothing like that. Like, none of that would have made sense to me back then, because I didn't believe in myself. Like, I didn't believe nothing I was saying about myself. Like, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe I could do it. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna prove myself wrong. And that's what a lot of us gotta do. Like, we gotta stop trying to go out here and try to prove to other people and start proving ourselves wrong. Like, because we are big and doubters. We gonna make it happen. I'm gonna be a millionaire. I'm gonna be a billionaire. I'm not gonna sell myself short for nobody. I'm gonna make it happen. Like, who's gonna stop me? Nobody. Period. Like, that's me. Like, I don't. There's nothing in this world I cannot do, and I believe in it. Like, there's nothing in this world I cannot do, and nobody's gonna stop me. Nobody. I mean that. Not even myself. I gotta stop coming down on myself so hard, though, because I've come to a point where I get down. Like, I start to beat myself up about stuff I know I can't change. Like, I know I can't change, you know. People don't want to support me, but I beat myself up because I feel like I show the same love to everybody. Who genuinely support are gonna support. Those who don't, they won't. But guess what? They ain't gonna stop them from watching you. That is never gonna stop anybody from watching you. That's why I say, do what you do, because people are still watching you. People are still watching you. Best believe the ones that don't support are watching you. Social media is a big platform. Best believe somebody's watching. watching you. Okay? So, it's just amazing, man. It's really amazing to live and do what I love doing. Like, I really love doing this. Like, y'all don't understand. I'm so excited for this podcast. I'm so excited about my YouTube channel. I'm so excited about everything that's coming and everything that I'm doing. It is so, such a blessing. And I'm so grateful for everybody. Like, the love, the messages I get. Because y'all don't know the story. Like, it's been years. I've been procrastinating on everything for years. It's been the struggle. The struggle. Like, the biggest struggle. But I'm making it work, man. And I don't want people to think, like, I'm bragging. But I have a right to brag because I came a long way. Like, I came a long freaking way. And it took me some time to come this way. So, I just want everybody to know, like, if you're an entrepreneur, don't give up. Don't give up. It might not seem, the progress might seem slow, but trust the process. Like, literally trust the process, because for a long time, I didn't trust the process. This is never gonna work. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I don't know what God wanted me to do. And then it's like every time I start getting distracted or start going off on the side, God start directing me back towards what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's amazing. Like, literally amazing. Like, because I was distracted. Like, God, I kept getting distracted by the stuff I know I wasn't supposed to be focused on. I was too busy worried about having a social life, too busy worried about keeping friends, too busy. I was just too busy doing things, or worried about things that I shouldn't be worried about. Like, and now I'm more focused, and God keep blessing me. Like, God keep blessing me with different things, and it felt so good, bro. Like, it's 10 o'clock at night, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I'm talking about how God works. Like, God works, and he's throwing me flags, he's throwing me red flags, he's telling me, hey, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Keep continue. Even though sometimes I don't feel like recording, or sometimes I don't feel like I said, getting on camera or talking or something like that. Like, God is literally always pointing me in the right direction, bro. And it's amazing. And it feels good because he see that I'm working on something that he wants me to do. And he continues to bless me, bro. He's blessing me. I've gotten so much love from so many people that I don't freaking know. And it's amazing. Like, I love it. It's not like it. So that's why I say, grind mode don't stop. That's the reason why I go so freaking hard, because, man. I wish I could tell you how grateful I am for this journey, bro. I'm so glad. I can appreciate the struggle. I can appreciate the love, the support, the struggle for real, because I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do? It took me so long to really sit down and listen to God, because I was hard-headed. God is here. I'm very hard-headed. So he sat me down and I actually listened and actually did what he told me to do. Things just started looking up. Like, it's a blessing, y'all. Now, I'm just here to inspire everybody to just do you. Work on your dreams. When you get off work, don't just work for somebody else. Work for you too. So if you out there doing nails, do your nails when you get off. Or you out there doing hair, do that hair. Like, if you got a hustle, or if you got a passion for something, don't ever push it to the side and say, oh, I'm gonna do it later. Like, no, that should be your number one priority. Even though you got a 9-to-5, your number one priority is your dreams. Achieve them, sis. Let's get this money. This money had to be made. It's billionaires. We supposed to be young billionaires out here. And I'm speaking it into existence, period. So, that's my thoughts, y'all. I just really am grateful for my struggle. Like, really grateful. And I come a long way, and I'm going a long way. I'm going places, bro. I'm going to be seeing the world soon. So, this is inspiration. I hope you guys are out there achieving your dreams. Be doing, focusing, not focusing on the bad things, speaking into existence, counting your blessings and not your problems, and being positive, man, having a positive mindset, and just having good people around you, you know. So, grateful, man. I appreciate every one of y'all for so excited for everything. I love you guys. And this podcast is going to be one day. I'm going to have my kids listen to it, and they're going to be like, Mom, that's you? Mom, oh my God, you were doing that at that age? This is the reason why I want to do a podcast, because I'm thinking about my future kids. Like, I want them to listen to this and be like, Mom was doing that. So if Mom could do it, I know I can do it. So, yeah, guys, that is my thoughts. I'm forever grateful. I'm forever grateful for my struggle. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you guys are